Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here for approximately the next 2 hours for some swinging modern jazz sounds, so I hope you'll stick around. Tonight we're going to focus on Ellingtonia. By that I mean the works of the great composer and bandleader Duke Ellington. But we're going to do a little different slant on that program. We're going to do Duke Ellington compositions, or possibly a composition by his arranger and co-composer, Billy Strayhorn, and they're going to be done by artists other than the Duke Ellington band. So we're going to experiment with some a potpourri of Ellington compositions by others. We're going to open up the show with a Laserlight CD called For Duke, and it's a quartet of Gary Burton on vibes, Joe Beck on guitar, Terry Clark on drums, and Jay Leonhardt. And this is a tune that the Ellington band played all down through the years, and it'll wake you up at the beginning because the bass player does a little hip singing before they get into the main event. So let's do Rockin' in Rhythm. Our first dive into our Ellingtonia tonight. That is the works of Duke Ellington played by other jazz artists other than Duke Ellington, and that was one of Duke's most popular tunes, Rockin' in Rhythm. And we had Gary Burton there on vibes, Terry Clark on drums, Joe Beck took a nice guitar solo, and Jay Leonhart was there on bass, and he's the one that did a little bit of that scatting. So what's up next, Al?
Well, I'm going to start off with a group led by organist Jimmy McGriff, and this is from a CD on the Milestone label entitled Blue to the Bone. In addition to Jimmy on organ, we'll hear from Al Gray on trombone, which gives us a clue to the title of the CD. Also, Bill Easley on alto sax, Melvin Sparks on guitar, and Bernard Party on drums. And this tune was written by Al Gray, and he titled it Ain't That Funk for You.
Thank you.
And it was Ain't That Funk for You, a tune written by Al Gray and featuring Jimmy McGriff on organ, Al Gray on trombone, Bill Easley on alto sax, Melvin Sparks on guitar, and Bernard Purdy on drums. That was from a Milestone CD released in 1988 entitled Blue to the Bone.
I'm going to continue to do a tribute to the works of Duke Ellington by artists other than Duke Ellington, and we're going to turn now to tenor sax man Fathead Newman. And this is an Ellington composition that played quite often by the Ellington Band, written by the Duke, of course. What Am I Here For? It includes, besides David Fathead Newman on tenor sax, we've got Louis Nash on drums, Peter Washington on bass, and David Leonhardt on piano. This is a composition that you don't hear too much of, and there's literally scores and scores of Duke Ellington tunes that are rather obscure but deserve to be heard. And this is a thing that the Duke wrote called What Am I Here For?
Thank you.
was tenor sax man David Fathead Newman from his album Mr. Gentle and Mr. Cool, doing an Ellington composition, What Am I Here For? It was recorded in New York City in 1994 and tastefully backed up by Louis Nash on drums, Peter Washington on bass, and David Leonhardt on piano.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by the Count himself, Count Basie. This is a small group, though, put together for this CD on the Pablo label, and the CD is entitled The Kansas City Six. In this case, there aren't six, there are four, so some are sitting it out, obviously. And the group is not the type of people that the Count usually has with him, but in this case, we'll hear from Joe Pass on guitar and Niels Henning Orsted Peterson on bass and Louis Belson on drums. And this tune has no composer credits anywhere that I could find, but given the bass line in this, I think it was written by Niels Henning Orsted Peterson, and it's called Vegas Drag. Thank you. And that was Vegas Drag, a very aptly named tune, and featuring the Count being his consistently understated self on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Niels Henning Orsted Peterson on bass, and Louis Belson exhibiting amazing restraint on drums. That was from a Pablo CD released in 1990 entitled The Kansas City Six. And sitting out those were two of those six, Willie Cook and Eddie Cleanhead Vinson.
We're going to continue to delve into the Ellingtonia, that is the compositions of Duke Ellington, as played by other artists than the Duke. And this next CD has a title called Manhattan Swing. It was co-billing by three great jazz artists, Jay Leonhard on bass, who you heard on the first track tonight, did the scatting on Rockin' and Rhythm, Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, one of the finest guitarists on the scene, and Tipton, Indiana's own John Bunch. And they get together and they do a classic blues, but written by the Duke, called Sea Jam Blues. Thank you. That was Duke Ellington's Sea Jam Blues, and that was done by the Manhattan Swing. And the name of the album is Manhattan Swing, A Visit with the Duke. And there's co-billing on this one with John Bunch there on piano, Jay Leonhardt on bass, and Bucky Pizzarella on guitar. That was from an Arbor's CD cut in 2001.
Well, next we'll hear from the Marty Page Quartet. This is a LP released on the Tampa label in 1956, entitled The Marty Page Quartet. And it features Marty on piano, Art Pepper on alto sax, Buddy Clark on bass, and Frank Capp on drums. And this tune was written by Marty and entitled it Marty's Blues. Marty's Blues, written by Marty Page and featuring Marty on piano there, along with Art Pepper on alto sax, Buddy Clark on bass, and Frank Capp on drums. That was from a LP released on the Tampa label in 1956, entitled The Marty Page Quartet.
I'll continue to delve into the recorded works of Duke Ellington. We call it Ellingtonia. And this is an interesting LP that was burned to a CD called Thelonious Monk Plays Duke Ellington. And Monk is accompanied by two really bop stars of the era, Oscar Pettiford on bass and Kenny Clark on drums. This is on a Riverside album recorded in Hackensack, New Jersey in July of 1955. And this is It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. the inimitable Thelonious Monk, paying tribute to Duke Ellington. It was cut on a Riverside label in 1955 and included Oscar Pettiford on bass and Kenny Clark on drums backing up the idiosyncratic but swinging Thelonious Monk. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a group that calls themselves the Modern Jazz Sextet, and it features Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Sonny Stitt on alto sax, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Skeeter Best on guitar, and Charlie Persip on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Dizzy entitled Tour de Force. And that was Tour de Force, a tune written by Dizzy Gillespie and featuring Dizzy there on trumpet, along with Sonny Stitt on alto sax, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Skeeter Best on guitar, and Charlie Persip on drums. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1. We're going to take a short break for the news now, and then we'll be back for the second hour, so please stick around.